When she started doing contract work at Rio Tinto's Diavik diamond mine 18 years ago, at just 18 years old, little did Melissa Mercredi know how her persistence in wanting to learn and grow would lead her to an office career with Diavik. When she finds fulfilling and aligning with her principles and values. My role, in particular, is about creating alternative economic opportunities, focusing on powering local businesses, finding new growth areas, collaborating with indigenous and local suppliers to adapt their services, to build stronger networks and identify new clients and industries, Mercredi, from Yellowknife, said of her multifaceted position as a senior advisor for regional economic development. While her career path was not always a straightforward one, Mercredi said she persevered when given the chance to advance into a new role. Never did I think in my wildest dreams that I would be able to contribute meaningfully and feel actually valued to do so, she said of the support she received to achieve her advancement goals. Starting in the security field after attending college in the South, Mercredi said she gained insight into every area of the operation at the mine. I got to really see the whole in-depth mining process and got to speak to a lot of different people, so it was really great, she said of her introduction to the mining industry. After a few years, when she decided to start a family, Mercredi said she wanted to do work that enabled her to remain in Yellowknife instead of the shift work she did traveling back and forth from the mine. So with that, in that exploration, I started kind of looking at what was available, and at the time, they had a position in the finance department at the corporate office. From there, it gave me access to another area of the business, different exposure, and I was able to learn from and experience that role, she said. At that point in her career, Mercredi became interested in the area of supply chains, so as she worked full-time and raised her two small children, she also attended the local college that offered a supply chain management program, which she completed in 1 year through advanced studies. When I look back, I was like, how did I do all of those things? She laughed. After spending several years in a contracts and purchasing role, Mercredi developed a passion for engagement within indigenous communities and governments, and eventually her current position was offered, which she accepted. Transitioning to closure. In her economic development role, she said it involves bridging and supporting the transition for Diavik as it prepares to close in 2026, and how we are going to support those going into closure. That's something that's been all near and dear to my heart, very much in line with what my own views and principles are. So yeah, I definitely decided to take a chance, Diavik took a chance on me, to allow me to be in my position, and so here I am today, she said. Starting out 18 years ago as a woman in a male-dominated industry wasn't always easy, Mercredi acknowledged. Early on, there was definitely times like I felt I needed to prove myself. Being a woman in mining can be challenging. You know, we've historically been limited in numbers, just by the nature of the jobs, and maybe working away from home. I approached it by focusing on my strengths and what I could bring to the table over the years, and it just comes with experience. I gained that confidence by taking on tough roles, completing my education, mentoring others, and it just gave me that confidence and showed me how much I had learned along the way. So now I hope to aid in that, making the industry a little easier for the next generation. And I want to empower other women in the field as much as I can, and help shine a light and say that it is possible, she said. With Diavik's impending closure, Mercredi herself will be affected with job loss, as will many others, she said. Part of her current role, however, is to implement the My Path Closure Transition Program to ensure staff at Diavik transition with confidence as the mine scales down, while encouraging the region to scale up in its resiliency and opportunity, she said. The My Path program offers 5 key paths available to employees to enhance their employability and manage the personal impacts of transition, according to the Diavik Socioeconomic Monitoring Agreement report. It is the first program of its kind in North America. So I feel very proud and honored to be in this position to be able to support this important work, said Mercredi. There's also a strong sense of accountability and responsibility for it.